For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. We know this verse. You don't even have to be a Christian to know that verse, but it's Jeremiah 29:11, and you've heard it in some way, shape, or form, and it's used as one of the most motivational and warm, fuzzy feeling verses ever. And it's a great verse, and I've brought it up plenty of times too, but I wanted to talk about it again just to give a quick context of that verse in case anyone has missed the others. If you read, I think it starts in verse 4, God's basically telling the Israelites that get comfy because you guys are going to be in exile for about 70 years. So build houses, plant gardens, have children, and enjoy your time there because most of you won't make it out of this exile. And then he follows up with that verse, but I know the plans I have for you. Plans for a future and not for evil. Plans for, you know, a hope. But, so, I mean, within that context, you can already see that there's a difference between how the world or just infant Christians take it as it's, you know, the warmest, fuzziest feeling ever. But in context, it's so much deeper than that. If we take that verse and put God first, what is God saying? What does this tell us about God? That God has a plan. Okay, even in times of bad, they're going to exile. They're going to be there for a long time. That's still in God's plan. But God is a redeemer. That's also what the verse is telling us. That he plans on only good for his people. We have to go through hard times, yes. But it's going to end good. There's only good at the end. And the most important thing to get the self focus off, he wasn't telling this to the individual. He's telling this to his people. Okay, this is technically his church back in the day. So this is to all people, for I know the plans I have for you. And more than anything else, this is another Old Testament foreshadowing Christ. Christ is coming. Christ will be our perfect redemption. Christ will be our perfect getting out of exile card. Christ is the good plans, the not evil plans, the purpose for us and the hope and a future. It's all about Christ. So this is why we must and always have that clear mind of these little split second inspirational quotes is regardless of how great they make you feel. And you know, you're going through a really hard time, so you're holding on to the certain verse or certain meme or whatever it is. You have to be careful of that. You always need to go back to Christ first. If you're not finding your hope solely in Christ alone, then there's something wrong. When we are finding peace and satisfaction in ourselves, which these inspirational quotes and out of context verses do, then that's idolatry. And without sounding dramatic, that just is what it is. If we're not finding our hope and rest in Christ alone, then it's sin. And regardless of how great you feel, it's terrible. Now, what Christ is going to do is you're going to feel a different kind of security, a different kind of peace, a different kind of hope. And there's nothing that can beat it. There's nothing that is more confirming and solid than the love of Christ and the peace that Christ will bring. So find your satisfaction in him. Find Christ in everything that you're reading. And if he's not in it, then throw it in the garbage. So I hope that this, like, thinking about this verse from the Bible, taking it out of context, the focus is on us. Back in context, it's all about Jesus. And everything about Jesus is a hope and a future for us. For peace and joy and life eternity with God. Love you guys.